Now, a look back at Kentucky Derby 148 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
I guess that makes us the Derby crew right now, Haley Hansen.
I guess, but I'm sad. Guess what?
What happened?
It's barely even noon. It's not even noon. And I've already seen someone wearing my dress.
No!
I've already seen someone with the same dress, same color. She looked gorgeous. I couldn't even be mad.
Well, we've already tweeted a picture of you and your beautiful outfit, so
And I was here
there.
Early, so I'm saying it was mine first.
All right.
I'm taking claim.
Great work with you. Welcome to Kentucky Derby Day 148.
Finally here, and we're actually at the track. We haven't been here in literal years.
We've got people scattered all around the track. And so we'll bring you information and fun from all points here at Churchill Downs.
We're looking at what may be the biggest hat I think I've seen since showing up here today. The woman has a beautiful, giant red rose hat, but it flows back halfway down her back.
And when you see it, Paul Miles, you just took a picture of this lovely lady. You're going to put it on Twitter, I trust?
I just did. It's almost, you know, you either see the big floppy hats or the big rose fascinator on top of people's head. This is both all in one.
It is. It's a two for one.
It's stunning. This may be, though, the first time I've ever seen a hat that is bigger than the human being under it.
We have Scott Fitzgerald roaming somewhere in Churchill Downs. Scott?
All right. I'm down here on the red carpet, a staple in the Derby. Joey Fatone.
Yes,
who do
sir.
We have with us,
sir? This is my daughter, Brianna, actually.
Hi, Brianna.
Nice, nice to meet you.
Did you dress your dad today?
No, he dressed himself. It definitely would have been more coordinated if I dressed him.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I just
so
go crazy.
What's this all about, Joey? What's that explain?
I'm always wearing different suits every year, and it's just fun to wear something exciting. The Derby's where you can be loud and fun. This is where it's at.
I'm digging the kicks, too, with
thank
the suit, man.
Much.
What's
thank
up with the Adidas,
much.
Man?
Hey, I would. You know, either Adidas or Nike, you got to go with the stands. I mean, it's the best sneakers.
Very nice. And everybody's going to ask you, who's your Derby pick?
I don't know yet. Depending on who, hopefully nobody scratched. Usually people start picking and they get scratched. I don't want to say anything yet.
Joey, appreciate your time, buddy.
I appreciate
happy
you,
Derby, man.
Man.
Take care.
With us, Governor Andy Beshear and family. Governor, happy Derby.
Happy Derby. It's a big day for the Beshear family. First time we've all done this together with Will, Lila, of course, Brittany. And a great day for the Commonwealth. Full capacity Kentucky Derby.
What are you hoping the world sees today of Kentucky?
Oh, they see who we are. We are good, welcoming people. We're a great place to live, and we're a wonderful place to do business.
First Lady Brittany Beshear, you get to see the colors and take it all in. How fun is this for you to just kind of just sit and people watch?
There is an amazing fashion display on today at the Derby, from the most simplest hats to the biggest, most outlandish suits, and all of it is just amazing. It's such a spectrum of personalities.
When you see some of these colorful suits and hats, do you get some ideas for maybe dressing the governor up next year?
We'll see. That's a tough one.
Thankfully, my veto goes, no, it doesn't go any better at home.
Governor, happy Derby, and good luck.
Happy Derby.
Just like the rest of us, our vetoes don't work either with our wives, so there you have it.
All right, thank you, Tony. Tony at WHAS. I'm out here at the infield where I belong, quite frankly, but I got to do a public service. The big part of the infield is drinking, so it also means you got to go to the restroom. As I walk over to the porta cans right now, it's a long line for the porta cans, and okay, sir. What's your name?
I'm Jake.
Jake, you're out here standing in line for the porta cans. Is this your first time using one today?
It's my second time using one here today. They are foul. I would not go in. It is warlike conditions, brutal. They've been traumatized by people who must have had some Skyline or something earlier. They are not primed for women to sit down. I was saying, if you're a guy, stand, you're great. Anything else, I'd seek shelter elsewhere, because this is brutal.
I noticed you're up, so I won't hold your weight.
The power of bourbon. It's a fine thing.
Oh, we sent the right guy to the Port of Johns. What do you like in this next race that goes off here in just a couple of minutes?
I mean, there's only eight horses in the race, and the five obligatory Bill Mott, Jose Ortiz, who has two wins on the day for Jose Ortiz as well. So, a good race here for you.
I'm gonna if Tony Cruz can spell obligatory right now, I'm gonna bet him $5 to win.
Obligatory.
All right, then I'm gonna bet him $5.
Okay.
All right.
That's the way to win.
All right. That's the way I'm gonna go. Yeah. That's the way I'm gonna go. $5 to win on that one. All right.
And if he loses, it's Tony Cruz's
fault
for knowing how to spell.
Oh my gosh, my head can only take so much bashing.
Quit smacking.
Quit learning how to spell.
Racing for the mid-stretch marker. Just one time. Still there. Still there by two. Ford races coming on strongly. Bell's the one. And Obligatory, who was last by the quarter pole, is flying down the center Churchill Downs. Ford races short lead. Obligatory up in time.
Tony Vannetti.
Yes.
It's time for you to spell.
Yes.
The winner. You ready?
O-B-L-I-G-A-T-O-R-Y.
Welcome back to Derby 148.
Yes,
this is
thank
Tony
you.
Cruz and
Tony Cruz, Tony Vannetti,
ladies and gentlemen,
Gus Allen. You prepare sort of a poem every year. Now, Gus includes every Derby horse.
I can't believe this music
in
is
the race this year in his poem, and yes. We'll see if he can accomplish it yet again.
And I'd like to pay homage to Mr. Ken Schultz, I believe, who started this.
Yes, that is correct.
Welcome to Derby Day.
Okay.
And the culmination of Derby Week, which brings about one thing.
Yes.
Derby prices.
Yes.
And have you noticed the price of gas? It was already out of sight. And then along comes Derby, and it instantly went up 20 to 30 cents overnight. Did you notice that?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I noticed a sign this morning at the corner of Barber Road.
Ding!
And Classic Causeway.
Ding!
Which is pretty much, the epicenter of the high prices in this area. And that a fill-up will set you about $4.29 a gallon.
Whoa,
can you believe that? I know it's hard.
Whoa.
Easy simplification will tell you that's kind of crazy. I know most people have been able to absorb the high prices, just paying out of pocket. But if these prices keep going, they're not going to have a choice but to charge it. On the credit card soon, unless they hit a rich strike of gold somewhere the size of Fort Knox. Worse yet, we're all going to have to resort to going on horseback or wagon coach like a pioneer Medina because it's going to be too expensive to drive. Now, certainly the price of gas has gone up Derby Week, but I haven't had a chance to notice if dining prices have gone up. Now, last night, after a great Oaks day, I was looking for a nice place to eat. Something really good.
Yeah, sure, you're hungry.
Something with a table for two, where maybe you could get a great tawny port wine.
Ding!
And we happened upon a fantastic, trendy, new age restaurant named Zozo's.
Ding!
And let me tell you, it was tis the bomb.
Ding!
Just outstanding. Really, the crown prize
ding!
Of culinary delights, especially the steaks. And you almost didn't need a cyber knife
ding!
To cut the meat. It was so tender. Amazing. Now, if you go to Zozo's, don't leave without trying their great signature dessert. Oh, it's so smooth. The white Abario.
Ding!
It might be to die for.
It's
first
charming.
Time
it's
I have
charming,
been
I
to
you.
That particular establishment. A pretty popular place. I saw some famous people there.
Yeah.
Trainer Mo Donegal.
Ding!
New Age singer Zandon.
Ding!
And, of course, former hockey player Mark, how the infield looks after heavy rains, Messier.
Ding!
And, we had to deal with a little rain yesterday for the Oaks. But good news is you can smile happy today.
Ding!
And be a happy Jack.
Ding!
As it looks like we're going to get the moisture out of the way for a great Derby today. Might be a little chilly, but don't worry. It's all a mindset at the Kentucky Derby. As our great heavenly friend John Asher would say, always sunny at 75 Derby Day, meaning summer is tomorrow
ding!
Or pretty close. Happy Derby 148.
Hey! Yeah! Summer is tomorrow, had a great start and goes immediately to the early lead. Messier is away running with speed, Crown Pride to the outside. Epicenter is going to be taken back a bit, down toward the inside as Tapa goes up outside of Charging. It is Crown Pride battling with Messier. They're stride for stride. Epicenter and Zozo's in behind them. Cyberknife sweeps up to the outside. Zandon gets the rail run, and they're into the stretch. And it's Messier, Crown Pride, and Epicenter is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Zandon is coming after him. Epicenter and Zandon, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Zandon, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness, the longest shot
unbelievable upset